It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with radio news about radio waves. Whether one considers Facebook a force for good or evil, it is everywhere. In the first quarter of 2015, the social media site had 1.44 billion monthly active users. Now the company's connectivity lab is building infrared lasers, Earth-orbiting satellites, and a fleet of solar-powered radio-controlled drones to deliver the internet to the most remote places on Earth, Wired reports. Facebook wants to connect the two-thirds of the world's population not yet online. Quote, "We realized there wasn't one technology that could connect everyone," unquote, said Yael Maguire, a former MIT quantum computing researcher now at Facebook. Quote, "We needed a set of new technologies," unquote. The company wants to get more people to use Messenger, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook, of course, so they can sell more ads. In Europe, meanwhile, activist Max Schrems is heading up a Europe-wide lawsuit against Facebook, according to Ars Technica. The Belgium Privacy Commission told Reuters, quote, "Facebook tramples on European and Belgian privacy laws. Facebook has shown itself particularly miserly in giving precise answers," unquote. The commission suggests users employ privacy software when using Facebook to stop it from tracking website usage, sometimes even on computers where Facebook isn't even open. Facebook, it is said in the lawsuit, is guilty of invalid privacy policies, illegal collection and forwarding of user data, surveillance of users via like buttons or apps, and participation in the NSA PRISM program. Stay tuned for the court ruling. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.